This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning, the day before the election. And is anybody still undecided? I'd like to hear from you if you are. I'm not going to try to convince you one way or the other, but I'm just interested in what the thought process is behind someone who is still undecided at this point in time. Like, what is keeping you from being able to make that determination? What is it that is holding you back from one candidate or the other? I think a lot of folks are saying that they're undecided because they don't want to tell you who they're voting for. One way or the other. But either way, no matter who you are going to vote for, just get out there and vote. That's the important part of this, is that we want to make sure that everybody gets out there. And I saw a story this morning that was pretty encouraging on the WCVB website. See if I can make sure I pull up the exact number here. So Massachusetts has already exceeded 1.6 million early votes cast in the presidential election. And this is as of Thursday evening. So as you know, in New Bedford, early voting was still going on Friday. And I'm sure in other places as well. Other places were actually going through the weekend. So 1.6 million Massachusetts voters have cast a ballot ahead of time already. As of Thursday evening, there was 31.7% of the state's total registered voters who had come out and early voted. Now, that doesn't mean that in New Bedford, you're going to have 31%. Because you're going to have other areas where people vote more often where you're going to have high turnout. But still, I think it bodes well. I think you're going to see some big numbers for New Bedford and everywhere in this election. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I heard on the Associated Press supposed to be 78 million already voted nationwide.
Wow, that's huge.
78 million. I think it's going to be going to create a lot of confusion. You know, mail-in ballots and going to, the library and other locations. And obviously on Election Day, my preference is Election Day. I know there's a lot of, fear-mongering about mailing it in because that's the tactic of the Democrats and yada, yada, yada. You know, but I don't drink that kind of Kool-Aid.
There's been a lot of Republicans that have mailed in ballots too as well. But what do you think is going to create the confusion?
I think it's going to take a lot of time to count mail-in ballots, and some of them are not going to be postmarked on time.
I think you'll probably see less mail-in ballots this time around than last year, just because I think more, obviously there's no pandemic going on, so people are going to be more likely to vote in person, whether it be early voting or whether it be going there, on Election Day. But
it's still a lot of ballots to count regardless,
But
there's always going to be some kind of confusion and
But that
so
could have
forth.
Happened, too, if everybody came out on Election Day. So if you had the same number of voters, and by the way, you wouldn't have these record numbers if you could only vote on Election Day, because so many of these people can't get there on Election Day. But if you did do it all in one day and you had these same numbers, you'd have the same problems. You'd have the same amount of votes that had to be counted.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to know the night after. I think it's going to be days before we know what the total count is. I got a question for you, Tim.
Yes.
I'm hearing that the electric and the gas going to go up another 20%. Have you heard anything?
I saw something. I saw somebody had posted, so I don't know how true this is, but I saw someone saying that I think it was 20% increase for national grid gas, and then 30% for Eversource gas.
Wow.
But
I don't
know that's true. I just saw somebody post.
Well, they're going to put a lot of us out in the street, and many businesses are going to be closing, and many of us are going to move out of the state. I mean, I know on question five, I'm voting no, for the minimum wage, because the state already has a law on the books for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get their tips, but between that and another 20% and then 20% on your gas and 30 on your electric percent, I mean, it's going to drive a lot of us, especially with fixed incomes, and we're going to become homeless. And many businesses are going to shut their doors because these energy prices are through the roof. And our Democrat legislature doesn't do anything about it, especially as Democrats. I mean, they pound on their chest that they're fighting for us, but we're getting fleeced.
Well, I think what you will see is you'll see enough people who are going to have a backlash against this that, you know, we saw this happen before when prices went up and the governor did try to fight it. I don't know how successful it was because, you know, my bill still went up.
Well, you know, when Governor Maura Healey ran, she had a lot of her campaign money came from energy companies, one of them Eversource. So she's basically one hand washes the other. She's just peddling the energy companies. Plus, the 1,300 wind turbines out in the sea being subsidized by our bills. And I heard, too, that project's now bonded. I heard that on your program. Not your program, but I believe Chris McCarthy had a guest come on, and it's an LLC, so they're not even bonded. So if there's something that happens, it's not insured, and you got all of these giant wind turbines just sitting there in the middle of the ocean.
Well, I can tell you, so I just found a Boston Globe story that says that Eversource was approved by state regulators Thursday for rate increases of 25 to 30%, while National Grid got approved for its hike of 11 to 13%.
That's incredible.
That's for natural gas, not for electric.
When was the last time that commission turned down increases, whether it's insurance or power prices? I mean, this doesn't make any sense. It's going to drive the company. Like I said, I hate to repeat myself, but you're going to have businesses closing who are just barely scraping by, and it's going to put many of us elderly and others who are on fixed incomes. I mean, we're going to be eating cat food and being thrown out the door.
Well, I don't think it'll get that bad for you. But
well,
it'll
I hope not, but
certainly...
that's where it's going if we don't get the right people in office. All right, Tim, thank you for giving me the time.
All right, you have a good day. And 508-996-0500. So, yeah, that is just gas increases, not electric. So these were approved on Thursday. And so it's, again, 25 to 30% for Eversource and 11 to 13% for National Grid. And I don't know how many people have National Grid around here for gas. I know when I first had gas, I was National Grid. And it was, you know, manageable. And then my first winter with it, you know, I'm keeping an eye on everything. And it seems manageable. But by the end of the winter, I was like, wait, how is it all of a sudden $400? And this was... I don't know, when did I go gas? 2013, 2014? Maybe even a little bit earlier. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. There we go. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, morning, Tim. Yeah, man, I tell you, I'm glad you gave the details on that it's gas, not that the wind turbines. I've been hearing that for weeks that, oh my God, they're so expensive. And it's amazing. You remember Aesop, Aesop's Fables,
mm-hmm.
said, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And so to add wind to the grid is not putting all your eggs in one basket. The idea that I'm trying to remember one of the nuclear power plants is in such problems, and they I'm trying to remember, is it the big tech want to buy those nuclear power plants so they can run their AI with it? And apparently AI is going to demand a huge amount more electricity. When people start having robots do everything, those robots are going to be out there wasting electricity. And then you're going to have to pay for what the robots are wasting. And it's pretty amazing, because the AI economy is basically creating what they're calling labor-saving devices. But the labor-saving devices, you know, the AI, the robots do the work, and then the humans have to pay for it. And so it's they get rid of the human jobs with the AI, and then the humans have to pay for what the robots are doing. So it's total phony economy. And then they're going to pretend that things like cryptocurrencies are the way to go, when that's a total phony economy as well. So, yeah, I'm glad you did the breakdown that this is the gas prices that are going up and not the electrical.
All right. Thank you for the call. Have a good day.
Sure.
And let's go to another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Yeah, I was just listening to, you're just talking now about the gas prices. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know, you know, how long people can sustain this, especially, I'm sure you, like everybody else, have paid attention. You know, between the gas supply that you use and the delivery or distribution, whatever they want to call it, it's like, you know, really out of control. So just to give you an example, so in one of the apartments that this past year was empty, in the summer, you know, the gas is not on. So you may have just the pilot on or not even have that on. So I got a gas bill that the supply for the supply amount was $1.26, okay? And the delivery fee, the delivery charge on it was $16.49. So the month bill for an apartment that was empty with no gas on was $17.70. So I really would like someone to explain to me how you can have a delivery charge of $16, which is like the distribution, because if you, and it's not just that, it's like even the electric. So if you, you know, I get a monthly bill, $10 for an outside light, and every month it's $30. So it's $20 added to the 10. If you look at the back of the bill, they have like distribution line item twice. One in the beginning of the line of stuff that they charge, and then another one at the bottom of that line of that they charge in the back of all the different, you know, tax for this, tax for that. So they go distribution on the top so much. Tax for this, tax for that, whatever, whatever. And then on the bottom, they got, again, distribution in another amount. So I don't know. I really wish, you know, someone would get somebody from Eversource on the air to try to explain to people how you can have a $2 charge or usage and pay $16 for a delivery charge. It's really like out of control. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I tried reaching out to them before to have somebody come on. They sent me like some documentation that explained what it was all about, and it was kind of confusing and hard to follow. But basically, what it is like, there's a flat charge they have to charge just for there even being service to the house, and that's their starting point from there. And I guess it has different rankings depending on what the dwelling is.
Right. Well, again, they're not content with, okay, so you're charging triple or, you know, the cost on the delivery or distribution of whatever the rate is of your usage. I mean, you're not happy with like just, you know, the maybe a double or just like, you know, whatever your rate is, and then, you know, add another 50. No, they're tripling the amount. I mean, and then it's still not enough. So now they want even more. You know, how much, what did you say? It's like 20% or something that they're going to go up now?
So for Eversource, it'll be 25 to 30%. And then for National Grid, 11 to 13. So they were just approved for those amounts. It doesn't mean that they have to go up and that they will go up, but they're just approved for that amount.
Right. But if they're approved for it, you think they're not going to do it. And I just love these people that approve everything. They just approve whatever they want. They don't take, you know, anything into consideration. I mean, it's really tough. I mean, whether it's the electric or the gas, it's always a crap show every year, and they're just, you know, I don't know. And nowadays, you know, you can't have increases on, you know, whether it's, you know, utilities, whether it's home insurance, car insurance, you know, they're not content now with 3 or 4%. Now it's going to be 15, 20%, 10%. Anyway, well, you have a good day. Yeah, it's really something.
You as well. And I do have a statement from Eversource on this that I'll read in a moment. Let me just take this call. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, honey. Tim, hi. I've got two phone calls going on at once. Good morning.
How you doing?
So I was just looking while she was talking in the previous caller from my electric thing. First of all, I just put my heat on. It's so cold in here. I was like, I can't take it anymore. So I broke down, put my heat on. So my heating is Constellation. I don't know, somewhere along the line, they decided they were going to change who might deliver everything. So it's out of Texas. Constellation is my electric. But so as far as like getting a heating bill when you live in an apartment situation, your hot water comes from that hot water heater, which is gas. So you're always going to get, even an empty apartment building, you're going to get that. Because of the fact that it's keeping the hot water.
Unless you just turn it off, which you can do.
Yeah, but in apartment dwellings, you shouldn't because, well, like in my situation, each building has one huge hot water tank. Mm-hmm. And you can't shut it off because then everybody else wouldn't have hot water, right? So you're automatically going to get that. And in order to use your hot water, it is also a part of electric, like my heat, my thermostat is electric. But what's going to happen here with everybody, and like the previous caller, the older gentleman, okay then, fine. You know what we all got to do? We just all got to go down and apply for fuel assistance. Because I'm telling you, that's what's going to end up happening here. Everybody's going to apply for fuel assistance. This state is going to spend a lot of money on people getting fuel assistance. But you know what? Who cares? Do it.
Well, that also comes from the federal government, too, fuel assistance.
Right. Yes. But you know something? Nobody's going to be out on the street like he was saying. It's not going to be like that. And first of all, if you're of a certain age, they can't shut your fuel off. Two, if you have medical whatever type of condition, they won't shut your fuel off. And if you just can't afford it because it is going to be ridiculously outlarged, our bills, just apply for fuel assistance at everybody. Because listen, write on that dollar, write it. Because why, you know what I mean? I would hate, I just get so sad when I hear people stressing out that they're so afraid of, you know, their bills. And it doesn't have to be that way. Just don't be so proud that you don't get fuel assistance. And everybody that's elderly, there is, they can't. They're not allowed to touch you. So unless they're going to change the rules on that too, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they will. But I got to hold you there because I got to go to a break. Yeah. But thank you for the call.
Okay, candy corn, man.
You can tell you definitely listen because you got all the favorites in there for sure.
Yeah, I'm a good listener.
All right, well, thank you again and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And I do got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll go to the news, and then I will give you the statement from Eversource on this. And you can see what I mean when I say, like, it's kind of confusing. But we'll get into that coming up. But right now, let me take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get an update on all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
It's the eve of Election Day for the candidates in a close race, cleanup after tornadoes in Oklahoma, and a Christmas classic packs its bags.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Polls are showing an extremely close race just ahead of Tuesday's presidential election. The latest NBC News poll shows Vice President Harris and former President Trump locked in a dead heat. Each candidate received 49% support in the national poll. It's similarly close in key swing states. Both candidates making headlines over the weekend. The Trump campaign says the former president was looking out for the media when he was talking about assassination attempts against him. Trump made the comment during a Sunday morning rally in Pennsylvania.
To get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news. And I don't mind that so much because I don't mind.
In a statement, Trump's campaign spokesman said he stated the media was in danger and should have had a glass protective shield as well. The spokesman added, quote, there can be no other interpretation of what was said. The statement ended, quote, he was actually looking out for their welfare far more than his own. And Harris made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live with comedian Maya Rudolph, who's been playing Harris on the show in the run-up to Election Day.
I'm going to vote for us. Great. Any chance you are registered in Pennsylvania? Nope, I am not. Well, it was worth a shot. And live from New York, it's
Sunny! In the final episode of SNL before the election, Harris bantered back and forth with Rudolph in a mock pep talk, cracking jokes about her name, her laugh, and Donald Trump. The show was hosted by comedian John Mulaney and featured Chappell Roan as a guest performer. Other presidential hopefuls have made appearances on SNL in recent years, including Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in 2015 and Barack Obama in 2007. A member of the Federal Communications Commission tweeting over the weekend that Harris's appearance may have violated equal time rules. More than 72 million early ballots have been cast in the election, including one from Harris, who voted by mail. And nearly $1 billion has been spent on political ads in just the last week. There's more spending to go in the hours before the election. Lisa Carton with the details.
Data from the ad tracking firm Ad Impact shows $994 million was spent on political ads during the seven-day span alone. And the spending isn't over just yet, with various groups expected to burn through another $300 million in ads between now and Election Day. Presidential candidates have spent a combined $272 million on ads. I'm Lisa Carton.
Cleanup and damage assessment is underway after several tornadoes touched down in the Oklahoma City area on Sunday. Oklahoma City police say severe damage and several non-life-threatening injuries were reported. The severe weather knocked out power to tens of thousands, and golf ball-sized hail was reported in parts of eastern Oklahoma. And an American Christmas TV classic is switching networks. Here's Scott Carr.
It's a homecoming of sorts.
Mom! Pa! I'm home!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is leaving CBS for NBC. The stop-action animation feature will be leaving its longtime home network to return to NBC, which actually premiered the film 60 years ago.
I just thought I found a way to fit in.
You'll never fit in!
The special ran on NBC from 1964 through 1971 before moving to CBS. They plan to air it Friday, December 6th, the exact same date that it first aired in 1964. I'm Scott Carr.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots lost to the Tennessee Titans 20-17 on Sunday. They head to Chicago to play the Bears this coming Sunday. Celtics in Atlanta to play the Hawks tonight at 7:45. And Bruins back on the ice in Toronto with the Maple Leafs on Tuesday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sunny on the South Coast today, a high of 56 degrees and a low of 47. For Tuesday, a warm front moves in with some clouds and a boost in temps to the upper 60s, maybe even 70. We're back in the 70s for Wednesday with lots of sunshine, colder and rain possible later in the week. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app, if you want to send those in. Before we get back into the discussion, a reminder that this week we are giving away tickets to see Pentatonix at Mohegan Sun. If you want to enter to win those tickets to see Pentatonix at Mohegan Sun, you can do so at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We also have tickets, a family four-pack of tickets we're giving away to Edaville, which opens up this Friday for the Festival of Lights season. Those are also at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app if you'd like to enter to win those. And both giveaways are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And I will read to you that statement from Eversource regarding the gas hikes. But I just want to go into something that Phil was talking about in the news there. And that's those comments that Donald Trump's spokesperson made regarding the comments that Donald Trump made about the media. And if you missed it, you can see the video. It's out there. He said that, you know, he has the piece of glass here, but we have all, what we really have over here is the fake news. And to get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news. And I don't mind that so much. And his campaign spokesperson, Stephen Chang, said in a statement, again, if you didn't hear it there in its entirety in the news, the president's statement about protective glass placement has nothing to do with the media being harmed or anything else. Instead, he claimed that Trump was suggesting that reporters were, quote, in great danger themselves and should have a glass protective shield also. There can be no other interpretation of what was said. He was actually looking out for their welfare far more than his own. And you've probably heard the term before, but might not really understand what it means. But this is what we call gaslighting. Okay, that's what this is. This is Stephen Chang telling you, you didn't hear what you thought you heard. No, this is what you actually heard. This is what was really said. You're just wrong at what you heard. Gaslighting is when you try to tell somebody something that basically make them feel like they're wrong or crazy for thinking what they think, when in actuality, what they think is correct. And that this is a textbook definition of gaslighting. He said that he would not mind if somebody shot through the media. There is no other interpretation of what was said, Stephen Chang. He said he wouldn't mind it if somebody shot through the media. So don't let their bogus BS spin change what was said. It was just a stupid thing to say. I'm sure Donald Trump didn't really want to see the media sprayed down by bullets, especially since, you know, he said they'd have to shoot him through the media, which means they'd still be shooting at him. But there's no other interpretation of what was said. This is not one of those where Barry's going to come on later on and for 3 hours tell you that, you know, the media, the liberal media and the Soros-controlled media is trying to spin it into making you think that that's what Donald Trump said. No, that's exactly 100% absolutely what Donald Trump said. And anybody who tells you anything different is either dumb enough to fall for the gaslighting or intentionally lying to you. So you have to decide how much that matters to you one way or another. Donald Trump doesn't like the media. He wouldn't care if they got shot. He doesn't like Liz Cheney. He doesn't care if she got shot. That's the person that some of you feel is the person that is the right person to lead the country. Because you paid less money for gas and eggs when he was the president. So, yep. Okay. If that's how you're going to make a choice, go ahead. But just be aware that gaslighting is the MO of the way they've run things before. And now you see this in living color in real time. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me get to that Eversource statement of, so this is what they sent to NBC 10, NBC Boston. They reached out to NBC. So this is, upon the announcement that this was going to be happening, they reached out to Eversource and asked for someone to speak to them regarding this. And they said that they were unable to do an interview, but they emailed this response. We appreciate that any increase in natural gas rates is challenging for our customers, and especially as we head into the winter season when our customers tend to use more energy to heat their homes. Even if they have never needed assistance before, we want our customers to know that there are programs and services available, including our budget billing option, that smooths out seasonal spikes by setting a predictable bill amount each month based on our customers' annual energy use. Eversource adjusts natural gas rates twice a year, on May 1st and November 1st. We have filed our proposed seasonal rate adjustment for this winter and expect the Mass Department of Public Utilities to set final rates by November 1st, which they did, following detailed reviews of these rates through their normal process. Our proposed rate adjustments reflect a variety of factors, including the cost of natural gas, our significant investments in safety and reliability projects to strengthen and improve service to our customers, and growth in energy efficiency programs and services available to help customers better manage their energy use and to help the Commonwealth achieve its greenhouse gas reduction goals. The more than 30% anticipated gas rate increase applies only to our EGMA customers, former Columbia Gas. For all of our other natural gas customers in Massachusetts, we anticipate about a 25% rate increase. We encourage any of our customers who are having trouble paying their energy bill to reach out to our team right away for one-on-one support with accessing our flexible payment plans, energy-saving programs, and available financial assistance like the Home Energy Assistance Program and the Good Neighbor Energy Fund. So basically what they're saying is, too bad, you can go get public assistance with this. But I think that the answers, you know, what they're giving us as the answers as to why they're doing this isn't enough. Because the cost of natural gas is going down, right? They're down 14% year over year. So you're trying to tell all these investments in safety and reliability are causing you to have to go up on the prices? Well, you didn't do a good job of planning out those investments then. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
How you doing?
Not bad. Talking about gaslighting, you know, I fell for that years ago. I fell for that when Donald Trump started saying in 2018 that he was going to, quote unquote, pull out of NATO. And the media was out there saying, look at this, he's making NATO unsafe, making NATO susceptible to Russian aggression. And he's going to make us, you know, potential World War III. And I actually did a little bit of digging into NATO expenditures for their defense, where they have to meet that 2% threshold of their GDP. And it turns out after 2018, NATO country individual expenditures, investment into their own defense, increased dramatically after Donald Trump said something. So before 2018, the percent of GDP that individual countries, the median that individual companies, countries were invested was about 1.18 in like 2015 and then 1.2 in 2016. And then going further, it was 1.3 when Trump took office. But in 2018, when he made the speech, it exploded higher. And it exploded to the point where it was like 1.6 from a 1.3, where we usually saw like a 0.1% increase every year. And then as soon as Donald Trump said something, all the countries, the median investment, exploded 0.3 and 0.4% annually every single year.
Well, but
and
that,
compounded.
But that wasn't gaslighting if they were saying that's what would happen if he pulled the U.S. out of NATO, because
no, it didn't get to that point. So what he said, this is the thing. He said one thing, and then they're saying, no, you didn't hear what he said. This is actually what he meant. He means he's going to pull out of NATO. No, what he actually said was, if you don't start investing in your own defense, we'll defend the countries that are spending their 2% and making an effort, but we're not going to defend you if you're going to lay down on your back and expect the American soldiers to die for you. We won't defend you as an individual country, but we'll defend Poland because they're out there putting in the investment. So that's actually what he said. He actually said he wasn't going to pull out of NATO. That's what the media said.
So you're going to pick one example of where, you know, things might have been incorrect about what it was to defend the fact that he said yesterday that he wouldn't mind if the media was killed.
No. I just turned you on. That's why I didn't get exactly what you were. I just heard gaslighting, and I was like, oh, talking about gaslighting, this is exactly what I'm
okay.
I was referring to.
I was referring to when he said yesterday that he wouldn't mind if the media was shot and killed, and that his spokesperson came back and said that's not what he said, and tried to give this ridiculous explanation to try to say he was trying to say that they should be better protected, and then said there can be no other interpretation of what was said. And so I was explaining that is the textbook definition of gaslighting.
Okay, yeah, and you'd be 100% correct on that.
Okay,
because we know how Donald Trump is. But my point was with the gaslight on the NATO, because I know a lot of people are concerned about Ukraine. You know, I go through South Dartmouth and I see a lot of Ukrainian flags flying in support of the people of Ukraine and the Russian aggression, which 100% support them. We should be against the Russian aggression. But those very people believe that Trump is inviting Russian aggression, when in reality, his rhetoric, which I didn't agree with his rhetoric, caused NATO to be safer and Europe to be safer and stronger. And we see that. And actually, in 2021, NATO median defense investment dropped back down to what it was pre-Trump in 2021 and 2022. And what we saw was a big increase now with Ukraine's war. So we saw NATO ramp up their defense spending, not because of Biden and Harris, but because of the Ukrainian war. Because when Biden came into office, NATO went back to the same old playbook of not investing in their defense spending.
I got to hold you there because I got to take a break and the fire alarm is going off.
Oh, there you go. That's because you're cooking.
I got to find out if I need to evacuate or if somebody just left the toaster on too long. I'm going to guess it's the latter, but better safe than sorry.
All right, Tim.
All right, have a good day.
Bye. Yep, bye.
All right, I'm going to take this break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Hey.
Well, hopefully not, but the fire department is here, so I guess we're being told it's just a false alarm. So, all good here. Got some app chat messages here. Let's see. New Bedford resident says, that's not exactly what he said. He said fake news, not the media. Yeah, but he refers to all mainstream media as the fake news. Unless it's a Trump-friendly outlet, they're fake news. So, believe me, he was referring to the media. It was, and besides, even if he wasn't, does it matter? Oh, it's okay. The people who make up stories deserve to die. Like, no, nobody. There's a second fire truck here now. Well, I got to take another break anyway, so I guess that works out for me in case, we do have to leave. But they're letting other people walk into the building, so I guess it's not anything too serious. All right, we'll take that final break of this hour and be right back. We are back. We don't have to go off the air. The fire is a false alarm, and the fire department is here, and they turned off the alarm, so everything's all
good. Oh, oh. O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, oh.